Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. 9.04 on the clock. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, Seth Habhager.
Good morning, everyone.
And we are thankfully joined right now on the phone by our great friend, Madison Rafter, with the Southwood County Humane Society to talk a little pet of the week. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. How are you doing over there?
I'm good.
Are you at the Humane Society?
I am currently at home right now.
Oh, okay, okay. we understand that you weren't able to be in studio with Pet Palooza going on this weekend, I imagine. And it's just busy for you in general. And then we throw a palooza at you. I can't imagine how much you got on your plate now, Madison. We just appreciate you joining us.
Of course, not a problem. Wouldn't miss it.
Who is our Pet of the Week this week, Madison? I feel like there should be a drum roll for this. We're going to get a drum roll for you, Madison.
Do we just got to get sound effects going and everything?
Yes, there you go. Yeah. We'll just complicate it even more for
it. Well, this week we've got Mr. Buddy. So Buddy is a little too, well, not little. He is about a good 80 pounds mixed breed dog. He joined us up from Texas about 2 weeks ago. Buddy is most likely some sort of large mixed breed. If I'm going to take a best guess, he looks like a Pyrenees St. Bernard mix. Buddy joined us from Texas due to the fact that his owner was no longer able to care for him. So he was surrendered to the Humane Society down there, and then he was transferred up here. Buddy is just kind of a little shy. He is very nervous with new people, but once he has another dog friend, he becomes your best friend. He wants to cuddle, and he wants to hang around with everybody, and he's just a sweet little love bug.
He sounds like it, Madison. Does he have his shots? Does he have his microchip?
Yep. So Buddy is 2 years old. He is already neutered. He is up to date on vaccines and microchipped.
Right on, right on. As far as households, you kind of gave us a bit of a description, but for a perfect fit for him, what kind of households are we looking for?
Yeah, so Buddy is definitely very nervous with new people, so he definitely just needs time to be able to acclimate to the new home environment. He doesn't have any really big restrictions. He'd be fine with kids. He'd be fine with other dogs. We don't know how he'd be with cats, but he really just needs kind of a quiet environment and time to be able to come out of his shell, but once he comes out of his shell, he will be your best friend.
That sounds about right. That sounds like a familiar story to us here, Madison. When it comes to Buddy or really any of the animals over there, for people that want to maybe put a face to the name kind of thing, is there ways to see him online?
Yeah, so all of our animals are available on our website at swchs.com. You can view him as well as all of our other dog friends, as well as our cat friends, and of course our bunny friends.
Yeah, it's a really good feature, and it's really easy to get to on their website. I just want to, you know, tell people, go there and understand that you are probably leaving with an animal. I don't know how you go. It's such a great website, and the animals, you guys do a great job of taking pictures of them and everything, and I want to adopt every single one of them. I want to put you out of work, Madison. I want to make it so you have nothing to do but twiddle your thumbs every day. I want every one of these animals.
Well, plus side is kitten season hit us, and we finally have some kittens available as well. So I know people have been calling and asking for kittens, and there are finally 3 litters of kittens on the website right now.
Ooh, wow.
That is good to know. Mm-hmm. That is really good to know. With that it being kitten season, are there items that you guys could use, cat items, things like that, Madison?
Yeah, so right now our highest need is we are desperately in need of some sensitive skin and stomach food for some of our dogs. We have quite a few of them on that food just to kind of help with their stomachs and loose stool. So that is our highest need. And, of course, always being in kitten season, we're always in need of kitten wet food, kitten dry food, and cat litter.
Madison, we got some great events coming up in the next couple of months. August, September, there's great stuff. We're going to talk about some of the things you've got going on this weekend. When it comes to these events, say I have some of that food or an item, can I drop it off to you guys at these events, or do they need to be specifically dropped off at the Humane Society?
Yeah, they can be dropped off at our events. They can be dropped off at the Humane Society. We just ask that if you are dropping off at the Humane Society, it's during business hours, but you're more than welcome to bring them to events if it's easier for you to come out to an event and bring it along, or you can drop it off at the shelter.
Madison Rafter, executive over the Southwick County Humane Society, joining us right now. And Madison, you got a country craft sale going on this weekend on Saturday from 10 to 2 over at Peaceful Trail in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yep, we'll be there. We'll be selling some merchandise. We'll have some handouts for paperwork and things like that. We'll have volunteer applications with us. We're really excited to be there. It sounds like it's going to be a really great event, and our booth will be set up, so we'll be there all day.
I got to get some gear for you guys. Are you going to be selling any there?
Yep, we'll have our merchandise there, so our sweatshirts and t-shirts that we have every year, we will bringing that along. We'll have some older merchandise with us as well for sale, and then we'll start to bring some leashes and some pet toys.
That's great. That's very a great cool. list of things. And I'm telling you, when you purchase these items, especially the clothing, you're not just helping the Humane Society continue to do the vital work that they do around here. You're mm-hmm. promoting them. You're showing that you back them and all these things. It really goes a lot farther than I think just a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to do.
For sure.
Madison, we have to touch on this. WFHR, the Humane Society, coming together, joining forces for Petpalooza, June 11th, this Sunday from 10 to 4, right on your stomping grounds at the building. I first off want to thank you for hosting this. Thank you for all the work that you have been doing behind the scenes to help make this happen. You and Ashley have been doing an amazing job, our local sponsors and everybody behind this. We are finally here. It is this weekend. How excited are you for this?
I'm very excited for this. It's going to be a very, very great event. We have the shelter open the same day. We'll have our shoe drive going on, so bring your shoes out. We'll have our can dumpster out there, so bring your Christmas lights or your aluminum cans. We're so excited for this event, though.
We got music. We got food. We're going to have demonstrations. We've got some of the greatest local animal supporters in this area mm-hmm. going to be there with the feed store and Rough Ranch and Paws to Trail Pet Grooming, Bow Wow Meow. These are honored guests. These are great guests. And we all of us have the same thing in mind here, mm-hmm. supporting our Humane Society, backing them, and helping them continue to do the work that they're doing. It's going to be so much fun. And Madison and I have been talking about this on air, off air. Mm-hmm. We don't think this is just the first one. This is a one-off.
Right.
I think this is the first. This is the annual. We're going to be doing this for years, I think, going mm-hmm. forward.
Yeah, we're super excited for it. And again, if vendors are interested, we are still taking applications as of tomorrow. So if you are interested in being a vendor for this event too, you can either drop it off at the shelter, otherwise you can drop it off at WFHR. But we are still accepting vendors, and we're really excited for it though. So if a last minute vendor wants to join, we'll gladly take you.
Absolutely. We'll find room. We'll find room. It's going to be a fun event. We want you to be a part of it. Join us this Sunday, 10 to 4, over at the Southwick County Humane Society at 3621 64th Street North here in Wisconsin Rapids for Petpalooza. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Madison, one more time, can you tell us about our pet of the week?
Yeah, so we have Buddy again. Buddy is a little, or not little, he is a big 2-year-old mix. We're not really sure what he is, but he is just an absolute love. He really would love to have another dog in the home just because he just absolutely adores other dogs. But other than that, if you're interested in, you can fill out an application online or stop by the shelter to fill one out.
Yeah, and again, when you go and look at Buddy, everybody, just be prepared. just be, God, these
ready
dogs
to fall in love.
And I'm looking at Baxter and Brad, and oh, there's Buddy. Oh, he's so awesome. Jello. Oh, Jello. I like Jello. Jello's great. That's a great name for a dog, by the way, too. That's a great one. Thank you, Madison. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Of course. Thank you.
Have a great day. Madison Rafter, executive over at the Southwick County Humane Society, joining us. Find out more about the Humane Society by going to their website, swchs.com. It's all one word, just swchs.com. Mm-hmm. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great Facebook page. You can always give them a call. Their main phone line is 715-423-0505. That's 423-0505. And for those that are have a lost or found dog or animal, they have a go-to number for that as well, 715-697-8131. That's 697-8131. Any of these numbers, the email, or any other information can be found at their website, swchs.com.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have another Pet of the Week for us next Thursday. A big thank you again to Madison and our friends at the Humane Society.
Yeah.
Taking a break, come back with some entertainment news on the morning show at WFHR. Mm. Welcome back, everybody. That piano there. Mm. rolling piano sound. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the show. Seth and James here with you. Morning show at WFHR. Some Fiona Apple playing us in.
Mm-hmm.
So darn talented.
It's criminal.
Nicely done. Just as talented as a songwriter as she is a piano player mm-hmm. and singer and
good
everything.
Stuff,
just
yeah.
a really good artist. I'm going to talk a little artist right now. I'm going to get into some entertainment news. Not too much for us to cover this morning, but I did want to touch on this one. Tom Holland recently finished filming a new Apple TV Plus series called The Crowded Room, and it took so much out of him that he has taken a year off.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He says, quote, "It was a tough time for sure. We were exploring certain emotions that I have definitely never experienced before. And then on top of that, being a producer, dealing with the day-to-day problems with that come with any film set just added that extra level of pressure. I'm no stranger to hard work. I've always lived by this idea that hard work is good work, and I really enjoy it. But then again, the show did break me."
Wow.
Yeah.
He's very open about that. Wow.
The Crowded Room, Tom plays a guy who gets arrested and interrogated after a shooting in New York City in 1979. The first three episodes drop tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
The kid is so darn talented.
Mm-hmm.
Like he I've rambled before about how he's the perfect Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And it is nothing against the other people that have played Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
It is just that they finally got it right with playing a younger actor who just oozes charisma.
Yep.
Just out of him, just like he's just standing there and he's charismatic.
Yep, yep.
He's obviously a good looking kid and all these things, but
yep.
but bigger than that to me, it's interesting that he's been this way from the beginning in his career.
Yeah, no kidding.
We're gonna take a pause real quick and see if we got a. I want to see what this is about. Good morning, you're on the show.
Are you gonna be going anywhere today?
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I was afraid of that. But this is why we take phone calls.
Yeah, live,
you know,
live radio.
You never know. So continuing with the conversation, mm-hmm. Tom is been open not only with like spoilers and different things, like he's shared too much.
Spoiler man, as he's known as. Yep.
Yeah. Marvel has had to literally keep him in a room and away from things. He can't go to public showings of the movies anymore because he just spurts too much out and every stuff like that.
Oh, Tom.
But it shows how much he cares and he loves this stuff.
Yeah.
There's no filter for him. This mm-hmm. is who he is. And in this day and age, I admire that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that, oh, we know who Tom Holland is.
No.
He's shown us he shows a heck of a lot more than we want.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk so much about mental health, but we talk about it. What are we doing about
mm-hmm.
it? Like, what actions are we putting into place here? It's not enough to say, hey, recycling's great, and then throw your trash on the street.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You've got to actually put actions yeah. to these things. Nothing means anything without action.
Right.
He's doing something that actors just don't do. I'm not saying this for sympathy. I'm just hoping it makes a little empathy in the world.
Yeah.
Tom Holland is one of the bigger names in the world. He's a household name. He is playing one of the biggest characters in the world. Tom Holland has nothing guaranteed to him.
Mm-mm.
There is no guarantees that he takes a year off. They're going to welcome him back with open arms. And, hey, Tom, here's all these roles for you.
Yeah.
Look what's waiting for you, Tom. Like, he may have some contract work with Spider-Man, and that's mm-hmm. obviously a beautiful, great gig.
That's a nice backup to have, right? Yeah.
But at the same time, there's nothing in stone right now for him playing Spider-Man again.
Mm-mm.
And if you're taking a year off and they got to make a new Spider-Man, just like he got the role originally mm-hmm. and was thrown into this
mm-hmm.
because they just got the deal to get Spider-Man where they could actually use the character. So boom, 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 we're going to write him into Civil War.
Yep.
And somehow it works. And a credit to him and Marvel for being mm-hmm. able to pull that off. They could do it again with another actor. There's no guarantees that he has ever going to see the light of day again
mm-hmm.
if he does this. But he feels that strongly, and he's actually putting actions behind his mental health. He's
mm-hmm.
doing the right thing by him. I guarantee you, I promise you on everything that I am, his agent is begging him not to do this. That his friends may even be telling him, hey, Tom, yeah. what are you doing? Your career's at a peak right now. You're going away. I admire it. I admire
mm-hmm.
I don't know, at 46, somebody who's wanted to do this since I was 7.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was just talking about it yesterday. I'm going to be worse than Samuel L. Jackson. I get that break. When that break happens for me, the people in my personal life will probably never see me again. I've been waiting my whole life for that moment.
Right, right.
I can't imagine, no matter how bad my mental health was, walking away. I genuinely can't. I'm a workaholic. I can't imagine doing this. I admire what this kid is doing so much. It'll be interesting to see how it falls out in the next couple of years. If he sticks to the year.
Which maybe he may feel better, you know, after a little while. Yeah, who knows? Yeah.
No, but I don't think anybody's holding his feet to the fire on this.
No.
I just think it's interesting to see what happens with it.
Yeah.
And especially with the character, Spider-Man and all that. This next one I just thought would be fun to go over, Seth.
Okay.
Billboard put together the top 10 songs of every summer since 1958.
Whoa, okay.
But since listing them all would take quite a long time.
Yeah, right, of course.
We don't have that kind of time.
No.
I thought we'd just go back to the aughts, the 2000s.
Oh, okay.
And kind of roll from there.
Sounds good.
But going back to 2008, I Kissed a Girl from Katy Perry. Okay.
Wow.
That just seems like nine different Katy Perrys ago.
Yeah, which Katy are we talking about here?
Yeah. 2009, I Got a Feeling from the Black Eyed Peas. I maintain the Black Eyed Peas pulled off one of the greatest scams since Milli Vanilli. Everybody in the world thought that those were four very talented people. And maybe the producer guy, but like outside of that, like,
yeah,
once they did the Super Bowl halftime show, the whole world realized, oh, these guys can't do this live. Oh, okay, they're not real. They're a step above Milli Vanilli, basically. Like, and you can take your shots at me if you want. Facts are facts. How many hits have they had since the Super Bowl? Like, I mean,
that's a good point.
You know. California Girls from 2010, again, Katy Perry, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I forgot about that one.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. I forgot about these guys. LMFAO, Party Rock Anthem.
Oh, my goodness.
There are certain bands that, let's be honest, when you see them, you're like, okay, this is a one hit.
Yeah.
They're
not going very far.
They're not going to be coming out with a greatest hits album in 5 years. Like, LMFAO is not going to have a greatest hits album anytime soon. Like,
if they have a gimmick, you know, like there's something like gimmicky about them, it's like, yeah, they're not going to. Yeah, sorry.
2012 Call Me Maybe from Carly Rae Jepsen. I swear to you, I thought that song was like 20 years old. Well, I guess it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was like 40 years old.
Yeah,
it was like older than that. Jeez.
That one's actually, that one appears every summer now. You know, that one actually has had some staying power. I'll give it that.
Blurred Lines from 2013. Another one with a little bit of staying power.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pharrell and Robin Thicke and T.I. I've heard that one plenty. Let's see here. One Dance from Drake and WizKid. I don't know that one from 2016.
Gosh, I don't remember that either.
I don't remember that one.
Wow.
Despatico from Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee, Justin Bieber from 2017. I still feel like that's being played all the time.
It probably is.
In My Feelings from Drake from 2018.
Wow. Again, Drake again.
I feel like I really don't know Drake, apparently.
Apparently. I don't either.
I don't, apparently. Let's see. 2019, of course, Old Town Road from Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus. That one was...
overdone.
Yeah, it
overplayed.
Was.
Overplayed.
But whether you like him or not, you have to give a ton of credit to that man.
I do.
Lil Nas X just... What he for him to be a well-selling country artist, I don't think any of us ever pictured an artist like that making it in country music.
Yeah.
And it's nothing against him, nothing against country music.
Right.
It's just not what any of us grew up with.
Yeah,
it's not
that's
what
right.
any of
yeah.
us saw before. He literally changed the game with that. Whether you like him or not, it's not just with his look and his presence and his lyrics and all that. He is the guy. He is the guy that really started this. Where TikTok music is where TikTok is where a lot of people get their music now.
Yeah,
where
it is.
A lot of people hear their music or hear new artists. But how do you get somebody to jive with your song, to jump onto your song in modern times, especially when people have the attention span of 10 seconds?
Yeah, right.
You get rid of the refrain. You get rid of the last 2 minutes of the song where it's basically a guitar solo or something like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You just give him the meat on the bone.
The meat, yeah, right.
And that 2-some minutes or whatever. He did that and just decided to release that as the single. And I think that that's part of the...
Brilliant.
Well, I know that that's part of the reason why not only the song went popular, but boy, so many artists go to TikTok now, and that's where they promote themselves. Yep. But also, he, like you see now, so many artists, we've gone back to the 40s and the 50s, bro, where every song is like 3 minutes.
Yeah, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Because there was a time there when you couldn't find a song under like 3.5 minutes. Yeah. It was all like 4 and 5 and all that stuff. That's amazing. Yeah. It's weird to think about. Oh, man.
2021, Butter from BTS. Don't know that one.
You don't know anything about BTS?
I'm so out of touch. I know. I don't want to anger their fan base.
Don't.
I know that much.
Be very careful.
I know. I want to say good morning
carefully.
Or good afternoon to the BTS fan base. Hope you guys are well. 2022, As It Was from Harry Styles.
Ooh.
He had a couple last summer.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, at music in a something restaurant or whatever. And
He's fast becoming one of those triple threats. You know, he's really starting to getting into acting now and all that kind of stuff. He's really he's big. He is big.
It's getting more and more to feel like so many of these musicians are using music to get into the acting world. Like, it's really tough to break into the acting world. I cannot express how difficult it is. I would make the argument that it is the most difficult art form to break into. Mm. I think there are far. How many American Idols are there for actors?
Yeah, it's a good point.
There's literally nothing like that for actors. There's no way. Don't tell me YouTube. Don't tell me TikTok. That kind of stuff. If there is somebody, a YouTube influencer that goes from that to the red carpet, then we can talk.
Okay.
But until that day happens, and that day is going to come, I imagine.
Eventually, I think it will, yeah.
But until that day comes, like, there's no openings for actors. There's no opportunities other than the traditional opportunities.
The ones that we always hear about, yeah.
Which, by the way, it's still the same old game. You need an agent to get into this Screen Actors Guild. In order to get in the Screen Actors Guild, you can't get an agent without being in Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
Catch 22. Yeah,
that doesn't exist in music, doesn't exist in the art world, doesn't, you know, modeling any of these things.
No.
So I actually would not blame them if Harry Styles always wanted to be an actor and got into music just to become an actor.
You never know.
I don't know. I do know that we got to get to Melissa's news. We're going to do that. Come back with some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day, and a lot more fun. It is Seth and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Oh, what is this? Oh, it's gonna drug me crazy.
A second.
All the way to Reno, dusted the non-believers.
R.E.M.
It is R.E.M.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of their later time hits.
Yeah,
all the way to Reno. Yeah.
I have to admit, I will share a story with the audience real quick here about R.E.M.
Yeah, all right.
There's a good chance I'm never here doing this job.
Oh, really?
I've rambled about this before, where my first resume in radio, I handed in a VHS tape because my boombox wasn't working and I couldn't make a cassette tape. So it was at GLX, and at the time, Panama Jack, a legend in this area, of course, in radio, one of the most legendary voices in radio in this area, I would think. He interviews me, and he just had me, and he told me this years later, he just had me in, basically. He's like, who would send in a resume with a VHS? I got to meet this guy. And he gave me a chance, and I go in there. But it was the second interview I had. And he was asking me that kind of, you know, typical kind of question of like, hey, what would you change, or what do you like about the station? What do you don't like, or what have you? At the time, GLX had just started playing like 90s classic rock.
Right.
Like R.E.M.
The alternative stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of the stuff we grew up on and everything. And I just, for me, I don't like when somebody asks you that and you give them a generic answer. I feel like it's a waste of time. I want to give them something real. I want to, you know, actually answer the question. But I got nothing because I actually like GLX. I think they're doing good stuff over there and everything. So scraping the barrel, I'm like, well, I heard R.E.M. the other day, and I don't really think R.E.M. is classic or rock. And Panama, not missing a beat, not changing one look on his face, I'm a gigantic R.E.M. fan. And just silence, man. Just silence. and my what would be a radio career is flashing before my eyes. Like, I don't know how that guy, why that guy gave me another chance.
He still gave you a chance.
Appreciate you, man. Yeah, appreciate you, brother. Thank you, Panama. Thank you. I don't know if the audience thanks you, but thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate
right.
you. diving into our topic here, junk mail.
Ooh.
Have you ever heard somebody say, oh, I got some new junk mail? No.
Never.
And you never will.
No.
We hate junk mail.
We do.
We don't use the H word very often, but boy, do we hate junk mail.
Yeah, that's pretty universal, yeah.
99% of snail mail we get these days is junk mail,
and it
seems unavoidable. But there actually are a few things you can do to eliminate some of it.
Okay.
Going with paperless billing is a good way to avoid bills you don't really need to see. But there are three more ways to cut down on the actual junk mail. But real quick, before we get into those, I've done that recently, and it really has helped.
Oh, nice. Okay. Very good.
I don't get a ton of these bills or anything like that, but just getting rid of some of that was nice, especially, you know, paper and all that. And
yeah, just it builds up, too. That's the other thing, right? Yeah.
So opt out of coupon mailers. You have to do them individually, but there are only three big ones, Valpak, Save, and Money Mailer. If you go to their websites, you can request to have your address removed.
Ooh, I did not know that. Interesting.
A lot of people nowadays, you can still get those coupons. You just go to those websites. You seek them out. You go to the specific places for them.
Right, exactly.
Most places haven't exactly stopped doing coupons. They just do them differently. Now they're
more
paperless.
Digitally.
Yeah. Sorry, we'll fix it.
I'll fix that in edit.
As the producer, you do have that.
I do have the power to do that if I wanted to, yeah.
Opt out of credit card and insurance offers. Go to optoutprescreen.com. That's optoutprescreen.com, all one word.
Wow.
If you give them your name and address, you can opt out for 5 years. You can also opt out permanently. You just have to jump through a few more hoops.
But the
majority of what I get is from those companies.
Mm-hmm.
I've done this, and I would say I did it maybe 3 weeks ago, and nothing.
You've gotten, wow.
I haven't gotten any of it.
Well, the thing that gets me so much about that is the waste. You know, how wasteful it is to get all these, because I recycle all of it, but still, the process takes energy and everything like that. I'd rather just not get it and not have to, you know, worry about that waste.
I agree. I don't want to come across like I begrudge these businesses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame them.
Right.
This is advertising 101.
Yep.
This is business. This is commerce 101. Mm-hmm. You know, et cetera, et cetera. I don't blame them for this. I also think that you need to pay attention to the room. Know your audience.
Yeah. Right.
There are way too many people in entertainment that are just want to hear themselves talk. It's just about them.
Yeah.
It does happen
a lot.
It's way too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. You can go ahead and replay this and rub it in my face if you want. I don't see any of that surviving. None of that has a high shelf life.
It doesn't seem to.
If you're not, I don't care what the job you're doing. If you are not doing it for your customers or your listeners or what have you, it ain't going to last.
Mm-hmm.
If it's about you, it is not going to last.
No, it does not seem to work out so well.
Business 101, everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what the industry is.
Especially local.
Because
you have to answer to your customers.
Right.
They're right in front of you.
Right. Opt out of random marketing and promotional stuff. You can do that at dmachoice.com. That's dmachoice.com.
Okay.
It lets you pick the topics you are or aren't interested in and tells the big marketing agencies to take you off their certain lists.
Okay.
They can help with junk emails, too. It costs $4 but removes you from lists for 10 years.
Okay. That's good. 10 years is good.
If you are getting overwhelmed by this stuff, I don't care if it's $4 or $2 or whatever. If you're spending money to get off this list, that just seems like a that ain't right story.
A little bit.
But it also shows like how bad this has gotten.
It's gotten to the point where, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I would also like to reach out to these individuals and these companies as well to really like get on the scamming thing. Be allies towards this because they get jumped into all the scammers.
It's true.
A lot of people, if you've never heard of Valpak and you get something, what's this Valpak?
Mm-hmm.
What is this? Is it scam? These coupons? Is this real?
Yep.
Is this? And they just throw it out. and they don't even give you a chance. You should be just as much as the rest of us on this and bring scammers to the light and all that and bring more attention to that.
Makes sense to me. It really does. Yeah.
It's like yesterday we had a great conversation with Sheriff Becker. Mm-hmm. And Sean and I off air, on air, were talking about this and how different it is nowadays with our police forces and sheriff's departments and everything of sharing of information.
Yeah.
And how much stronger we are from that. Mm-hmm. That it's no longer, oh, we got to make the bust here in this town, so we're not going to share it with the town over.
Right.
That those days are gone. It's now about let's just get these people off the streets. Like, it made our whole country safer, our state safer, all these things. Like, Terry and I, Terry John's going to be joining us tomorrow, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. We've talked about this a lot. When I first moved to this area, there was a lot of great nonprofits doing a lot of great work, but it was crabs in a barrel. Mm-hmm. It was everybody fighting for that, you know, dollar.
Exactly. They were like competing for it. And in that case, competition is not helpful in that sense. No.
They've joined forces. Mm-hmm. They work together now. Now it is not a big deal to see two nonprofits on the same event or anything.
That's right.
Boom, our community is that much stronger.
Yep.
A pandemic happens and we survive it better than other communities.
That's right.
All this stuff is not rocket science. It all adds up. Those websites, one more time for you, for the opting out of credit card and insurance offers, optoutprescreen.com. That's optoutprescreen.com. Mm-hmm. And to get out of random marketing and promotional stuff, dmachoice.com, dmachoice.com. If you would like me to stop sending you flyers for my one-man Simpsons show, good luck.
Never going
to
happen.
I'm not stopping. Come to the show. Come to the show, and then I'll stop. No,
he's trying to. He's one of these days. He's going to sneak out. He's going to cover my car with his advertising for that show, and I'm going to have to drive around this big yellow Simpsons thing.
Yep,
man.
Yep.
I just know it's going to happen.
I've been doing that joke for a while. And for the first time, I had a listener over the weekend ask me, you know, I actually would be interested in seeing that. I might actually have to write this thing.
You've got one, man.
I got one. I might actually have to write this thing now. I might actually have to do it. I'm horrible at impressions, man.
Oh,
I can't do that.
No. Oh, no.
Nobody wants to hear me doing Bart's voice.
That's the big dough.
That is definitely a... Oh, my annoyed grunt doesn't work.
Oh, I bet you I accidentally did something with it. Dough. I'm sorry. Dough.
My dough isn't
Your
working.
Dough is doughed.
We'll be back with more sound effects and plenty more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Little 80s vibe for you right there.
Mm-hmm.
I do that letting you know that tomorrow Terry Johns will be with us. All of our bumpers will be 80s bumpers.
All 80s stuff.
Looking forward to Terry joining us and getting you ready for your weekend tomorrow. Right now, Seth and James here with you. We're here to have some fun, take you to the top of the hour. Some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day, local good stuff as well.
Yeah.
And we got to get to this right here, a silly criminal.
Silly criminals?
Hey, That Ain't Right story. That Ain't Right story for the ages. And while we pick on Florida and, you know, California and Chicago, New York, and all these other big cities and other places, we are not doing our journalistic duty if we don't go local every once in a while.
Let's do it.
We do local good stories of the day. Here is a local That Ain't Right story of the day.
All right.
A 34-year-old man in Wisconsin named Daniel was accused of stealing a cop car back in December. Mm-hmm. He was awaiting trial in the case. It has to be like on the list of literally dumbest, stupidest. And I know we're not supposed to use those words anymore, but if we don't use them in this circumstance, what the heck do the words exist for?
Yeah, exactly.
I can't think of a dumber thing you can do in society and life almost than stealing a police car.
Why? You're never going to get away with it. Ever.
Ever. Ever.
And I understand sometimes it's panic. Okay. You just find a car and you're like, I got to get out of here. But still.
And side note. You're never getting away in a police chase. Like, just pull over.
No.
Just pull over. You're either going to hurt yourself or somebody else.
Or someone else.
These cars are designed for this. They have walkie-talkies. They have a team. They have a team. You are just you. They've got a whole team designed for this.
Exactly.
Nobody in human history has ever gotten away. Like, it ain't happening. Other than movies, it never happens.
Exactly.
Don't do it. And don't be this guy, because while one of the dumbest things you could do is steal a police car, easily one of the dumber than that is doing it twice.
Oh, no.
Last week, he was caught stealing another police car.
Oh, man.
Officers were conducting a traffic stop when someone drove off with one of their squad cars. It's unclear where Daniel came from. He wasn't the man they pulled over, but the guy did witness the cruiser being taken. Daniel was nabbed a little while later because, of course, how are you going to hide?
With a police car. Come on now.
He was no longer in the car. He was trying to hide in the gym. Is that the worst place to try to hide?
Oh, a gym, a giant open space. Yeah, I'm going to hide in here.
There's literally no equipment that is designed for you to be able to hide behind.
No!
I can't think of many worse places to hide. Like maybe a window store? Like, I don't know. I don't know. So the police car was nearby. There was no video from inside the cop car. But back in December, dash camera captured the suspect giggling as he drove off.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
I wonder if he's got a weird thing with doing that. It's like a thrill thing. I don't know. That just seems so weird. Why would you do it again?
I'll tell you this.
Didn't work the first time.
That ain't right.
It's not.
Whoa. What's going on? Uh-oh. We're being invaded. Playmakers has invaded the show, everybody. Sports moment here, as of course we have our playmakers every Monday for you from 3 to 4. Be sure to join us. Shout out to our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out.
Yes,
a feature that ain't right story with some breaking news. The Minnesota Vikings have informed running back Dalvin Cook, that they plan to release him. Sources have told ESPN's Adam Schefter.
Wow.
I think Justin Jefferson is obviously their best offensive weapon, but a close second, a 1A, 1B, is Dalvin Cook. They've been trying to trade him, couldn't find a trade partner. This is the best they could do.
Release him. Wow.
Ouch. Just yikes. Ouch, man. There's no getting you couldn't get a 6th-round pick for him or something? Like,
wow, that doesn't that's kind of bizarre, man.
That's crazy. That's just
a little off the wall.
The Miami Dolphins are expected to sign him, but yeah, that ain't right. If you're a Minnesota Vikings fan, I would think. If you're an NFC North fan of any other team, you're excited. It's a good story of the day.
I remember seeing something about this a couple months ago, so it wasn't unexpected that something like this was going to happen. So,
yeah,
but they actually went and did it. Wow, crazy, crazy, man.
Local good stories of the day I would like to touch on with you, Seth. Real quickly, I do want to remind everybody that our Rafters have schedules right here in studio. We've got Rafter schedules for you. Stop on by, pick one up. The only thing you got to do, say hi to Pam.
That's right.
Say hi to Pam, pick one up. And, of course, Rafter Baseball on your radio dial tonight. Let's make it 4 in a row, boys. Ooh. Let's make it 4 in a row.
You know, last year, when they had that really long streak at the beginning of the season, you know, it was something special, but... Come on, hey guys, you got a nice start here. Let's keep it going. Let's see what happens here. That's kind of cool.
Continue to support your Rafters. Follow them all season long right here at WFHR. Make it to Winterfield if you can. You can get tickets right now at northwoodsleague.com. Rafters game starts off tonight in Green Bay at 6:20. Our pregame will kick off. Again, let's see if we can make it 4 in a row. How about a second sweep? Get our first sweep of the season. Rafters are 5-5, back to 500.
Yeah.
It's looking good. Looking good out there. I'm very excited. I didn't want to do this because we don't have the time, but as long as we jumped in with a That Ain't Right story about sports, the PGA and LIV golf thing, like that is one of the most hypocritical, most That Ain't Right stories that I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I don't know how you... I had this wrong. I thought that the commissioner, the guy who somehow still has a job, I thought he was in... the sponsors were his boss.
Right.
It's the golfers. The golfers are his boss. Ooh. So he did all this... Well, not just him, but they did all this and didn't even talk to their bosses.
Anyone. Yeah.
That's
insane, man.
It's insane. It's insane. Like, we expect that at our job and other jobs and everything, but not a job like that.
With all that money on the line. Are you kidding me?
If the golfers that stayed who lost, think if you're Tiger Woods right now. You literally lost out on $1 billion. Like, the Saudis were going to offer him close to $1 billion, And he lost out on that now. But it's gone. It's gone. Like Rory McIlroy could have made millions and millions and gone for your principles. What do we tell people here when we're saying, hey, principles matter. Stand on your principles. And then the PGA couldn't give you enough reasons to hate Liv and all this. Mm-hmm. And then the very next day, they're sitting right next to
each
other.
Now we're buddies.
Yeah.
We're all buddies. It's all good. Water under the bridge.
Morals mean nothing. Watch golf. Like, what the what, man? Wow. That is a lifetime that ain't right story.
It'll be interesting to see where the pieces fall on that one.
Thank goodness we got so many good stories of the day and good stuff out there. And some of that is brought to us from our good friends at the United Way. They have their great book giveaway going on right now.
It started off just a couple of days ago. So today, if you are so inclined, at 10:30, they're going to be at the Southwood County YMCA with their next Great Book Giveaway event. Just a reminder, you get free books there. It's a free event, of course. Volunteers will be reading to kids. If you are a person, a proprietor of a child care center, you are welcome. Get all those kids together and bring them on down. Today at 10:30 at the Southwood County YMCA. Later on this afternoon at the Charles and Joanne Lester Library in Nakusa at 1:30 p.m. Looking ahead to tomorrow, a couple opportunities there as well. They're going to be down at the Adams County Library at 10:30 tomorrow morning. And then in the afternoon at the Lester Public Library of Rome at 1:30. And they're going to wrap up things next Tuesday the 13th at the Lester Public Library of Vesper at 12:30. Ugh, it's going so fast already. We anticipate this every year, and then it just goes by so quick.
Yeah.
It's awesome, though.
It's a really fun event. It's really awesome. I encourage you to get there and check that out. And if you are a reader, thank you for doing that. Thank you to everybody who are reading to the kids. And get your kids over there and get some books, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot
Free
of fun.
Books. Good stuff.
You can find out more when you join us tomorrow morning, as Terry and I will touch on a little bit of United Way events. And, of course, you can get find out more right this second at uwswac.org. Get on over there. Be sure to register for Stuff the Desk and all of those things.
Yes.
Helen's Zoo House is open for the season, and they got Zoozort showing up today.
That's right, just a little over an hour.
Yeah, Zoozort will be kicking things off at 11 over at Helen's Zoo House at Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo at 1911 Gaynor Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Was just over there this weekend saying hi to the animals. I'm going to get over there as much as I humanly can. they got some tortoises over there I just could watch for hours, man. They're awesome.
They don't do much, but man, they're cool to look at.
They really are. Noella Tarrant has been a licensed animal educator for over 20 years. She'll capture kids' attention with interactive questions, demonstrations and animals. Join us over at our Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo at 1911 Gaynor Avenue today at 11 and 1 for Zoozort.
Might see a very large kid there with some interesting hair, you know.
Yes.
Lots of facial hair for a kid too, you know.
right on. That's awesome. And we wanted to mention our great friends at Bluegrass at the Lakes have their event coming up this weekend.
Yeah, it starts tonight, as a matter of fact, from 7 to 11 is when they kick off the event. The great local band Southbound will be playing tonight. This is, of course, at Red Sand Beach at Lake Wasicha, so head on out that way. On Friday, the lineup includes Art Stevenson and Highwater, J.B. Shee, love that name, the Millbillies, and the River Valley Rangers. Those are all great names. I love it. That's on Friday, starting at 4 o'clock. And then on Saturday, starting at 2, going till about midnight, you've got Biscuit Creek, you've got Handpicked Bluegrass, Red Ben and the Missing Miles, Ryan Thompson and Townline, and Dig Deep. All great fun bands. Check it out. This is a great thing. The Brittany Saylor Memorial Music Festival, Bluegrass at the Lake, coming up this weekend at Lake Wasicha.
It's a beautiful event, and we're so looking forward to this. A shout out to the Saylor family and everybody behind us, all the great sponsors, our Wood County Police Department and Sheriff's Department and everything. Great. A real big thank you to them. This is going to be a fun event. Check that out, everybody.
Every year, it's great.
Don't forget Pet Palooza going on this weekend as well. This Sunday, join us over at the Southwood County Humane Society starting at 10 for music, food, fun, demonstrations, furry friends,
all great stuff,
Madison, and everything. It's going to be a great time. Going to be fun. I'll be down there to help kick things off. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing you down there. Wanted to get to this one too, Seth, because we've got some other good stories of the day. This one comes with a little bit of audio.
All right.
A Pennsylvania dog diagnosed with terminal cancer was greeted by dozens of neighbors for his last walk so that everyone could say farewell to him.
Aww.
Here is Mello's owner. His name's Mello. That's a great name for a dog.
That is.
Here's Mello's owner, Kevin Curry, talking about getting all of the pug's friends to come out and say goodbye in this very last walk.
I got Mello 7 years ago, and unfortunately, last month he was diagnosed with terminal cancer, so every day we go through two walks in the neighborhood, and we've gotten to know a lot of the people in the DuPont neighborhood that we live in. And so I decided that you should have one last sort of ceremonial walk around town. And so we dropped off letters in people's mailboxes yesterday, let them know that Saturday night we're going to walk around in their neighborhood, and hopefully they'll come out and get to say goodbye to someone they've gotten to know.
He was saying goodbye there, too. You heard him barking there.
Yeah, that's very sweet. Yeah. Very sweet. Wow.
It is so cool to see the kindness of strangers.
Yeah. Even for something as simple as that, for a dog, saying goodbye to a dog.
It literally never gets old.
No.
It never gets old. It's beautiful. Here's another beautiful one for you. Britain's Daily Mail is suggesting that we might be on the verge of a cancer vaccine for people fighting colon and pancreatic cancers.
Wow.
This should be headline news.
It should be.
If you do not already know that, then our news industries are not doing their job.
The Daily Mail?
Yeah.
Of all things, the Daily Mail
is covering this. And
wow.
In human testing, the vaccine showed the potential to lower the risk of relapse in 100% of patients who had surgery to remove their tumors.
What? 100%?
100%.
You never hear that. Wow.
Why are we covering this, and this when this story is sitting right there?
Oh my God, that's amazing!
Yeah, and you should. I'm not a journalist. It shouldn't be me telling you this story for the first time. This is huge. Obviously, colon cancer is expected to be the number one cause of cancer death by 2030.
Wow!
And pancreatic cancer survival rate after 5 years is just 12.5%. So I mean, that's pretty big. I think that's a pretty good story.
Big news.
Yeah. And there's plenty more great good stuff out there. Everybody, we encourage you to share those stories with us. Mm-hmm. We love hearing from you. Encourage you to join us on the airwaves here. Keep streaming us because you are our good story of the day. You out there.
Yes, indeed.
Join us for Midday Magazine today from 3 to 4. It's going to be a great interview. We'll have, in part one, we're going to talk with our friends from the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. We're going to talk with Meredith and Nathan about the Cranberry Blossom Festival.
Woo!
And Janelle Weir will join us in part two, horticultural educator with UW Extension.
Nice.
We're going to talk a little bit about caring for your plants.
Yeah. Oh, good plant. It's a plant talk.
Seth, have a great day.
You too.
Have a good one, everybody. We'll be back with more in the 3 o'clock hour right here on WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.